hosting the MRIP from the United Nations. Kia ora.
Hey, kia ora, Pai. Oh, just to clarify, Pai, we're linking in via Zoom.
Absolutely. Zoom is the way to go now, what with COVID, what with SARS-CoV. I mean, this is what we have to do now, eh? However, still hosting, even though it is via Zoom, the MRIP, what's going to be discussed? How did it come about anyway, what's going to be discussed?
Yeah, just very briefly, we were fortunate enough to come across some people that were able to, connect us to the United Nations. They've heard they've been following the story. They've come to the marae and they've been passing on the information and obviously some concern at the United Nations around the impact of what's happening to Indigenous peoples across the world, but obviously here in Aotearoa with our whānau and with our tamariki. So we were informed last week that we were invited to come and present. So we're looking forward to that tomorrow night. Just briefly, so there's two aspects or two items that are going to be discussed. One is on the rights of the Indigenous child and the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. So that's the first one on the rights of our tamariki. And the second one is on the through looking at the Declaration of Rights of Indigenous Peoples and for the rights of Indigenous people to self-determination. So we'll have speakers from addressing both items from Parero Marae.
Look, Whareroa Marae, you've gone through quite a bit of issues yourselves, you know, and then, of course, we have all of our issues anyway. Will you bringing up the specific issues around Whareroa and the paruparu that is being leached into the whenua and the environment around the Tamariki Kaumātua Kuia where you are, as well as talk about the wider impacts of poverty on Tamariki Māori katoa?
So I'll be speaking on the first one, on the rights of the Indigenous child or the rights of our Tamariki. Really, when you look through the draft study from the MRIP that has been presented, I've just gone through and there's highlights right throughout in terms of where there's breaches to articles and recommendations from the United Nations in terms of, the impact, the direct impact and attack on our tamariki, whether it be from the, structural design from regional council, city council and the government, or whether it be through the impact from development activities and extractive industries, obviously being balanced agri-nutrients, all the chemicals that come from their site, and the many other industries that are surrounding us that are affecting our children every day. Not only is it impacting the health and well-being of our whānau, but it's actually forced displacement of our whānau when our families and our tamariki are being forced to, relocate away from the marae just because of the damage that it's doing to the health of their babies or being too scared to come back to the marae.
Yes, forced evacuation, forced eviction. Eviction, I say eviction because of, the paruparu and the organisations and even your council have been, squeezing the whānau off their whenua. Some would say, and I know that we've talked about it before, that some would say that is a strategic move to get that whenua, even though it is your whenua, that there does seem to be some kind of political strategic play at hand.
Well, the thing is that, the government and the councils and DHBs, everybody knows that, the long-term daily exposure to these chemicals, it eventually leads to death. So if they're not going to do anything about it, then effectively what we're looking at is a slow process of genocide on our whānau.
Yes, that's incredible, isn't it? And so how many people will be at Wareroa to make presentations, and how many of the INRIP are you expecting to be speaking with you to be on the Zoom call?
We're speaking in the Pacific Forum, and there's upwards of 15 to 20 speakers right throughout the Pacific, including ourselves, Australia, and the rest of the Pacific. But in terms of who we're speaking to, obviously that'll be in terms of the expert mechanism, or the panel, will be Indigenous people and experts from right throughout the world.
Do you expect this to be something that is going to be developed upon, particularly for the whānau at Wareroa, for your whānau hapū in iwi? Do you expect to take your case, your issues further in terms of an international platform?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, we've tried locally, we've tried nationally. So when the Prime Minister doesn't want to get back to us, then it leaves us no other option but to go to the international forum, which is the United Nations. And I guess that's what the whole Declaration of Rights for Indigenous People is for. There's a format for us as Ngāi Māori, as Indigenous people, to be go and table our nawe or our issues to the international forum, to say that, hey, things here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, is not as great as our clean green brand purports to be.
Look, and we've just had Minister Willie Jackson announce the launch the UNDRIP, the charter for discussion amongst iwi. Well, do you think that will be brought up? Will you bringing that up at the hui?
Oh, well, Willie Jackson's been to Aomarae. They came 1 week before election. But we haven't heard anything from the Māori caucus since. If they're about doing something to stop my children and our children, our babies from being poisoned, then great, come and speak to us. But at the moment, all we're hearing is crickets.